It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Question.
Yeah?
Would you take a hot date to a funeral?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's a good way to bond with somebody.
Well, there you go. Gigi Hadid brought new boyfriend Tyler Cameron to his grandmother's funeral in the Netherlands. They showed up, the supermodel and the bachelorette contestant were photographed arm in arm, obviously all in black, and he came to support Gigi. So if you didn't think they were actually a couple, this goes to show, yes, it is confirmed. If you're coming to family members' funerals, you are in, right?
I don't know. Was Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes there?
No.
All right, well, they're not a real couple.
She's confirmed they are together, though.
Whatever. I'm in
denial.
They're
both confirming
it. I'm in denial.
Well, if you're thinking, hey, whatever happened to Kirsten Dunst? I'm going to tell you. She's been busy making babies over movies. What is her baby boy's name, though, and where did she get it?
And what is his name?
Ennis. It's like an old cowboy name.
And is he named after someone in your family?
We found it online.
Really?
Google.
Yeah, I mean, I think those baby list names are so much fun. I don't know if it's a girl thing or everybody loves them, but I love to check out like the hot names or different names. Joe, when you got you and Linz, if you guys have babies, it'll rack your brain.
Well, I'm trying to think of names that don't rhyme. You know
and
what I mean?
And you'll always remember, oh, I hated, you know, oh, if you think of a name like Stephanie, oh, I hated a Stephanie in high school. That's out.
Well, there's like, that, and then like the I think about like how kids can be like with the initials. Like my last name is Pesh, so it's a P. I don't want to have like Peter Pesh. Like, oh, hey, PP. I mean, those are things you have to think about.
That's so true. Well, Denise Richards and ex Charlie Sheen are at it again. The child support battle has really turned nasty. She's saying that he owes her over $450,000. And Charlie says, whatever, she's behaving like a coward.
So, yeah, that I violated. But again, you know, I didn't go to prison. I didn't kill anybody.
Okay.
I'm surprised he's still alive, to be honest.
Yes, it's amazing. He will not go down. It's a tiger blood. We all need a little something.
He's always winning. Denise says that Charlie has been hiding money, and she's taking him back to court. He's slamming her, saying that she is a coward, and the truth will prevail. That's a lot of money. They share two teenage daughters, so we shall see. Also, big money an issue for Hulk Hogan and his ex-wife. So Hulk dragged out his divorce court battle so his ex-wifey wouldn't get part of his $115 million Gawker payout. If you guys remember, there was a sex tape scandal.
That was a whole weird
situation. That was a whole weird situation. So Hulk Hogan was ordered to pay more than $180,000 to his ex-wife's lawyer after a judge said he deliberately created a series of legal hurdles to stop his ex from getting her hands on 40% of his earnings, which I'm sure he did. So they're battling back and forth, and she says she's entitled to that huge slice, and the battle continues. That's a lot of money.
You live by the buck, brother. You'll die by the buck.
Okay.
And lastly here, congrats to Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria. They are not battling. They're making babies. They're expecting baby number 5.
Where do people have the time to have that many kids?
He's got a second life because he has teenage daughters with Kim Basinger. And then now he's got a slew of little ones with Hilaria. She's a yoga instructor, his new wifey. So he just keeps making those babies.
Downward dog. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. All right, Andy covers the mirrors so they won't appear. That's what we've been told so far. Is he being paranoid or is this guy just really being protective? Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.